Governor Roy Cooper wraps up a six-county Western North Carolina tour on Friday afternoon. BPR caught up with him at Erlanger Western Carolina Hospital in Murphy, where he was talking Medicaid expansion. At a roundtable in Murphy, the governor heard a lot about the need to expand Medicaid, especially for the western end of the state. Murphy Mayor Rick Ramsey explained that at the beginning of 2018, Tennessee-based Erlanger Nonprofit Health System bought Murphy Medical Center. Before that, the hospital was in dire straits, and now that isn't the case. Mayor Ramsey says this makes the town more attractive for businesses.
They want to know right at the top of the list, do you have quality health care? And we now can say yes to that, and 2 years ago, unfortunately, we could not. So it's an honor to have the governor in the far western tip of North Carolina.
Hospital CEO Mark Kimball explains that the hospital still loses around $1.5 million in uncompensated care each month. That money adds up. And Kimball says that can be the difference between a hospital keeping its doors open or not. For the governor, that's just one of the reasons he's seeking Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, commonly referred to as Obamacare. Passing expansion has been his goal since Cooper took office. He says that expanding Medicaid will cover almost 7,000 more people and bring over 700 jobs to the seven westernmost counties.
What you see is particularly rural community efforts to make sure that they keep health care that they have, and Medicaid expansion will provide more opportunities for people to get jobs in health care, will provide more preventive care, and will avoid the cost sharing that occurs when indigents get treated.
Western North Carolina has seen a number of hospital sales, including the recent $1.5 billion purchase of Mission Health System by for-profit HCA. Cooper says expanding Medicaid would give more funding to hospitals.
This decision has already been made. We're paying our federal tax money to Washington to insure people in other states and not North Carolina, and it's time for that to end.
He says that there is bipartisan support for expansion of the health care system. Legislation for a Republican alternative to Medicaid expansion was introduced this week. One of the major disagreements between the parties is work requirements for those on Medicaid. Cooper says that there is room for compromise on the issue.
I think we can work through those. Remember that Medicaid expansion already affects mostly working people. We're talking about our neighbors who often have two jobs.
Medicaid work requirements have recently been struck down by federal judges in Arkansas and Kentucky. For Cooper, the clock is ticking to get expansion past this General Assembly session. Otherwise, he says it won't happen for another 2 years. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.